With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump will soon be returning to court in New York for day two of jury deliberations in his criminal trial.
We had a fair judge. This case would have been over a long time ago.
Mr. Trump continuing to denounce the trial as a politically motivated sham. In his words, a Biden witch hunt.
The second day of jury deliberations will start with a refresher on jury instructions the judge gave yesterday and getting a readback of testimony from two key witnesses. That's what the panel of seven men and five women deciding Trump's fate requested yesterday. So they will rehear testimony from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker about the 2015 Trump Tower meeting where he agreed to identify negative stories for Trump. The jury also asked to hear Michael Cohen's testimony about the same meeting. Trump denies all wrongdoing. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Chinese President Xi looking to bolster Beijing's influence around the globe, including in the Middle East.
China is hosting a summit for Arab leaders that is focused on trade and the situation in Gaza. Speaking to an audience of Arab leaders in Beijing, Chinese President Xi Jinping addressed the current situation in Gaza. War should not continue indefinitely. Justice should not be absent forever. Commitment to the two-state solution should not be wavered at will. He called for an international peace conference to tackle the issue and pledged $69 million in humanitarian aid for Gaza. I'm Karen Chemas.
A court in Hong Kong has convicted 14 pro-democracy activists of violating a national security law imposed by Communist China and found guilty of trying to overthrow the Chinese government. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 327 points. NASDAQ futures are off 54. This is SRN News. Hate crimes charges are dropped against a Christian in Iowa.
Last Christmas, an image of Satan was set up at the state capitol by the Satanic Temple, prompting Michael Cassidy to enter the building and knock it down. He was arrested, and prosecutors decided to charge him with a hate crime against Satanism, to the surprise of many. The hate crimes charge, which carries heavier penalties, has now been dropped in return for Cassidy's decision to plead guilty to a third-degree criminal mischief charge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion providers are asking a judge to expand the health exception to Indiana's abortion ban. Planned Parenthood also wants the judge to allow clinics as well as hospitals to provide the procedure. Indiana only allows abortions when the health or life of the woman is at risk. The plaintiffs claim that the health exception is written so narrowly that in practice, many doctors will not end a pregnancy, even when a woman's condition qualifies under that law. The state has called the provider's claims vague and ambiguous. This is SRN News. Time's up for Boeing, which was given a deadline to tell federal regulators how it plans to fix safety and quality problems.
The Federal Aviation Administration gave Boeing 90 days to produce a turnaround plan after one of its jets experienced a blowout of a fuselage panel during an Alaska Airlines flight in January. A panel convened by the FAA found shortcomings in the aircraft maker's safety culture. And the Justice Department said 2 weeks ago that Boeing violated terms of a 2021 settlement that allowed it to avoid prosecution for fraud, allegedly deceiving regulators about a flight control system that was implicated in the deadly crashes of two MAX jetliners in 2018 and 2019. Donna Water, Washington.
The FAA investigating the runway near collision of two planes at Washington's Reagan National Airport. No one injured. Some members of Congress, though, says it proves a dangerous folly of a plan to increase the number of flights at Reagan. SRNnews.com.